Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, the good old second round hockey game tonight. Even this thing up. Panthers game two. Good morning to everybody. Yeah, got to be a bounce back tonight against Boston, 7:30. Our boy Bobby Wischusen will be on ESPN. So it's just wild, man. It is really cool to see a bunch of young guys, younger guys that used to work at the radio station, all kicking butt, as we say. Good morning, everybody. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on. We had a lot of stuff going on. Everybody had an opinion on national TV yesterday about the Jimmy Butler, Pat Riley relationship. Oh, boy. I just love it. And by the way, all the ass kissers nationally were very careful not to piss off Pat and not to upset Jimmy, because that's the way it goes. And obviously, Jimmy's still a really good basketball player, and Pat's very well respected as one of the best in the business at everything he's done. So, yeah, it was interesting. A lot of people thought this thing's going to end up in a divorce, and he is getting shipped out. I mean, Wilbon, all of them thought that relationship is done. Read between the lines, and the message was strong. And then Jimmy Butler's agent, I saw Bernie Lee, came out and said, listen, man, we're going to work through this. Jimmy wants to be here. And I believe it. He goes, we're not going to get in the middle of this. And if you guys think this is going to turn into some type of verbal back and forth little war here of words, it's not going to happen. Pat has spoken. We disagree. He played in every game he could under every circumstance. He looked at it, and we thought 60 games was the max he could play. So, and Riley's like, hey, man, I need a bunch of guys can play. We can't go through this another year. Well, all these guys are supposed to be really good players. You can't be a good player if you don't play. And so it was going back and forth yesterday, and the whole thing, but the frustration of Pat Riley, and he came out with his message. And by the way, don't think it was just some old guy not thinking message. You know how sometimes grumpy old guys, and you'll just say something and go, oh my God, that was very hurtful. Pat Riley knew exactly when he said shut up, and the message, and being able to play in games. That wasn't Pat, like, that wasn't a 79 or 80-year-old moment. Pat Riley knew what he was saying. Like, don't think all of a sudden Pat lost his brain and everything. That's crazy. No, don't think that. Pat knew exactly what the message was going to be, and it was loud and clear. And by the way, everybody loved it, because there was no trying to figure out what Pat was trying to really say. Pat said it. So anyway, we had all that stuff, and I got to tell you, man, the Odell Beckham Jr. buzz has been unbelievable. Listen, Odell's always been popular, going back to his Giants day, and that catch he made. Was that on Monday Night Football? He made that ridiculous catch where he leaned back my body, whatever he did to his body in the corner, and caught the ball, and one of the greatest catches, gloves or no gloves, one of the greatest catches I've ever seen, right? I mean, it was up there. There have been some great catches, you know, by a lot of guys, but that thing was crazy. And then just everything else about it. You know, some guys just, it wasn't just the New York market, and he played for the Giants, and, you know, it was, some guys got it and some guys don't, and Odell Beckham has got that star power. Some of the young girls going, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Odell Beckham's really here. I couldn't believe how many people going, did we really get Odell Beckham? Is he really coming? I go, yeah. I go, wow. And I step back, and he'll be great for the young guys, by the way. I'm going to read you some stuff from somebody in the organization, in the staff, that sent me some stuff that I said, hey, man, I'm not going to use your name anything or anything. Give me what you saw from Odell Beckham up close all year. I wanted to know. And if you don't mind, Woody, later on, I'd like to read it. And I told the guy it was going to be private and no names on it, good or bad, and what you were going to say. And pretty amazing. As I'll just say this, I'll tease it, just a great teammate. Great teammate, great with the media. Not that anybody cares about the media, but since I am partially in this media thing, I want to make sure that that's good to know. That was great to hear. So we'll have a little bit more on that. But, yeah, man, and I was going, this guy is going to be the number three wide receiver. He knows it. He knows this thing is Hill, Waddle, and Beckham. And he signed. He came here. And we got him on the cheap with incentives. I'm guessing a lot of them are very reachable for that $3 million base. I'm guessing a lot of that other money will come. But another thing is, the guy said, I would not be surprised to see Odell Beckham with 50-plus catches in Mike's offense on the routes and the throws that Tua makes, and Mike likes to have him throw, that it's going to be perfect for Odell's game. Still quick, still runs great routes, you know, great understanding. Really good hands, all those things. So I was like, man, this is great. This is a lot of good stuff. Doesn't run like he used to. Doesn't get the separation he once got. But still knows how to set guys up and can play and can, you know, a lot of good things. And thought he could have been used better last year, that the team didn't do a great job because of importance of their running game and their style. Didn't do a great job of getting Odell Beckham involved in the offense. He thought that was more from their side. So I thought, wow, lot of good stuff about Odell Beckham and kind of what we thought and what he's going to bring. And once again, the team, by bringing in this guy with two young receivers, two rookies that, you know, they like, one for sure, that they're going to give those guys a chance to develop, plus all the other guys that that are on the team from last year that will help as well on different parts of this thing and everything that they've added. But I thought, wow, the Odell Beckham. What a buzz for a guy that's now 31, had some injuries, hasn't put up big numbers for a while, but he has still got still a popular player in this league. Still really, really popular for sure. The other story that just keeps giving, I watched some of it yesterday, the Tom Brady roast again. Just keeps giving. One of the greatest things I've ever seen. From not really when I saw it, I was like, oh, this isn't going to be very – oh, my God. First of all, I still don't understand. I was driving in thinking about it just to tell you where my brain is. Tom Brady, why the hell would he do a roast? Would he help me out? Why? He knew his ex-wife was going to get bashed. And so I've had some of this stuff happen, or at least come back to haunt me, not at the level of being the greatest player and married to one of the, you know, highest paid models in the world, Giselle. But Giselle's upset with this thing. The fallout is she's really upset, not happy with the jokes about her boyfriend, the jiu-jitsu teacher that I guess she's, you know, dating, and they said banging and been banging. All the stuff that was said, and she's saying, you know, I'm really upset, and the kids are now old enough to understand that, and they have to deal with it. Well, that's not the only one. Aaron Hernandez, if you didn't see it. Now, I got to tell you, I'm getting sick, man, because I laughed about a lot of stuff, and I had to be by myself. because I didn't want to offend anybody else around me that I was laughing about some of this stuff. Some of Tom Brady's teammates, as well as Tom Brady, talked about Aaron Hernandez. he's dead. He's dead. And so his girlfriend, who he had a child with, she's not very happy, talking about I'm still in love with him and think about him every day, and I think what they did was terrible.
That was the weirdest part of the whole thing, right?
Yes.
That the girlfriend is still, like, attached to him?
Yeah.
Like, don't you let that go?
Wasn't her brother the one that got...
whacked?
I think.
I don't know, but that guy did a lot of whacking.
I don't know what happened on that, but the fact that those guys got up there, and this is the thing that I fight with, can you still have jokes and tell stories about teammates that have died? I go back and forth on this. The team doctors, who I just thought was awful, one of the worst doctors in the history of mankind. But, you know, I don't know how long you carry that stuff before you just – some of it's funny, makes for great stories. You know, my roommate was David Woodley, and he was a different dude now. He was a different guy. My first roommate before Dan Marino was David Woodley. And David was just – really, we're same draft class, so we make the team, and there we are as team, you know, roommates. And when you had a roommate, man, when they put you together, I don't know if you ever had a dorm, your first dorm roommate in college, when they stick you in the dorm, they put you together with somebody. They kind of think it'll work, but like one guy's from Louisiana and got one guy's from Northern California, went to Berkeley, you know, where life's a little bit different than the rest of the campuses around. And he's from, you know, Louisiana, and LSU football is a little bit different, a little bit more popular than what they do at Cal. And so it's just, he was fine, but he was different now. It was just so, you know, I tell stories sometimes privately about things, and, you know, they're funny stories, but some teammates have said, hey, man, my wife laughed, but I don't know, man. Should you do that stuff? So I was thinking of Tom Brady, like when he was doing all this. He had to know after about the eighth time somebody mentioned Gisele Bündchen was banging this guy and all the stuff about you should have known when she was getting eight lessons a day. She was, you know, out there and not getting any better, that there had to be something going on, and, you know, and taking one of the rings. And it was all funny stuff. Like, listen, well-written jokes and stuff. But I wonder if Tom was like, oh, crap, when he's sitting up there at some point, they're getting after Gisele pretty good, you know, about banging this guy and the jiu-jitsu teacher and the kids. And I was wondering if, like, because, you know, his kids aren't babies anymore. So I always wonder, like, Tom, like, he's got two sons and a daughter, and they're no longer little babies. They're old enough to pop this on and watch Netflix if they're watching stuff. Being said, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just getting old, because all my kids live here now, and I've had to change some of the stuff and the way I talk about some of the people that have been in my life. And I always wonder, when I watch that, like, Tom, you got to know you're going to get a call when this thing's over, and your ex-wife's going to be pissed off. And she's going to tell people, it's going to be out in magazines, she's pissed off. Now, once you see it, you're going, oh, yeah, Gisele's not going to be happy about this. This is not going to be good. And she's partially embarrassed because the kids and everything and the stuff they're going to hear and who was cheating and, you know, the martial arts instructor and traveling with them, not only doing lessons at home as an instructor, but apparently instructing some stuff in Costa Ricans. And so it all came out, you know, and everybody kind of knew about it. But Tom got up there, man, and it got pretty raunchy.
Couple texts for you here. The guy says Brady did the roast because he's a narcissist. I am surprised, by the way, that Brady can't stay out of the spotlight for like a minute.
Yeah, it was just like Tom
so
Brady.
He had two stories recently. He had the, you know, he did the speech down here. This was actually in Miami when he scribbled on everyone's memorabilia.
That was a bad move.
So he's got himself tied up in that. Now he does this roast thing, which is like, you know, again, I don't know why people do this. I think it's funny.
So,
but clearly, you know, there's hurt feelings. 561 says the guy murdered multiple people. All is fair. If it's a regular death, you don't touch it.
All right. So there are rules.
Fair.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
So anyway, but I thought that was kind of weird too to hear Edelman and, you know, get up and Brady and take, you know, talk about, hey, we got three rules for tight ends: block, catch the ball, and don't murder anybody.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
I mean, it's funny.
It is funny. It's not funny to that family. Like, the girlfriend said I was really upset. The stuff we are watching.
The girlfriend's an idiot. I mean, how about the people that, like, you know, lost?
Yeah,
you know,
no, I got you.
The girlfriend's a moron, obviously.
No.
But
yeah.
I mean, what a joke.
And she laid the kid. My kids are old enough to see Tom Brady talking like that. So it's just kind of a weird one. And so it got me thinking about the other one, why we're doing this morning. We got a lot of stuff we want to get to. The Michael Jordan documentary has stirred up through the years a lot of crap, including with Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen and two of his teammates are going around charging money to say Michael Jordan is not a very nice guy and say bad things about MJ, which, by the way, you never win that. Like, you can say anything about, if you got a favorite all-time athlete, no matter what he was like, even if he was the worst teammate, but he was a great player, you lose if you're complaining about that great player. You lose and look bad. If you play for a coach, it's really hard, and you want to go around to our fan base down here and rip Don Shula all the time, you lose because people love Don Shula and love what Don Shula stood for. Hard work, do it the right way, winning. You lose. Orange Bowl and Don Shula, you lose. You lose that every time. You can tell funny stories about Coach Shula, but if you're going to say he really was a piece of crap to play, you lose, right? Nobody's going to go out and watch you give these speeches about that stuff. So, the Tom Brady thing, my God, I didn't know Woody. You had kind of teased me about some of this stuff, but I was like, I mean, some of it was funny, by the way, and some of the funniest stuff had nothing to do with Tom Brady. It was just back at some of the people that were up there that were involved in this. Gronk stuff was hilarious. I would recommend, as long as you're willing to, I mean, if you can laugh at everything, including a little bit of raunchy stuff. I laughed. I laughed a lot. But Woody, I was laughing by myself, and my wife came in and goes, what are you laughing about back here?
She probably wouldn't have liked it, right?
Well, she wouldn't get it because she doesn't know any of the characters. Like, she hasn't really felt what the Patriots did to us for 20 years. She was never has been able to understand why I come home quiet after, you know, we lose for 20-something years to the Patriots, right? And they win, and we're watching them in the playoffs, and we're watching them in Super Bowls, and they're winning, and we're sitting at home early.
I will tell you one other thing, by the way, that's gotten headlines here, is they edited the replay
on Kim Kardashian.
With Kim Kardashian, they don't hear her booing. There's
very
no booing
disappointing.
Anymore.
Yeah, very,
yeah,
very
cowardly
disappointing.
By Netflix.
Very disappointing. All of a sudden, they're worried about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, might have to cancel after that.
But the other stuff, man, I again, it may not be for everybody, and some people may be offended. And one of, you know, some of the stuff I talked about. Listen, Edelman got up and talked about Gronk's package. I mean, what the hell was that? Oh, God. Anyway, it is funny, too. Something was said about Brady only threw to white receivers, which was very funny because, you know, you start looking at Edelman and Welker and Gronk and pretty funny. Thank God Randy Moss came along there, man, and was so good. All right, we got a lot of stuff. We're running super late this morning. But, yeah, crazy, crazy stuff. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Obviously, how the season ended was painful for everybody, but you know Mike probably the most. Some people don't factor in that you guys were, most of you guys were on one leg, the top players in terms of how the season ended. How do you think the season's conclusion impacted Mike in terms of his thought process, his goals, his planning?
Yeah, you know, when I had the exit interview with him, and this is a great question, Omar. You know, not too many people realize the magnitude of what we went through last year, especially towards the end in that playoff game. You know, after talking with Mike and sitting down and having my exit interview, you know, we try to formulate a plan and you know, what's going on at the moment for us. And you know, I asked him, I said, how do you feel about, you know, the season the way it did? He was like, man, he couldn't be any happier, you know, just because there's a lot of different guys that, you know, stepped up to the plate, that made huge contributions, you know, especially like a guy like Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, right? You know, those guys alone were key ingredients in the offense or in the defense. So, you know, just talking with him about that whole experience, you know, he was happy, but he also knows that there's always more out there. And that's the attitude that you kind of have to have as a head coach and even as a player. I mean, anybody really, you know, being a journalist and everything like that, you always have to have more. You always have to find a way to get better and critique yourself. And he's been able to do that, you know, this offseason. He's understanding his problems that, you know, we had last year, whether it be health or, you know, just not doing the correct things that we needed to do as an offense. So we're just going to go out here and just try to figure it out. And he's on the up and up. He's in good spirits about everything.
All right, great stuff with Omar Kelly and Raheem Mostert coming off just a great, great season. I want to talk about things you didn't see coming. Raheem Mostert with tons of touchdowns, over 1,000 yards, and yards per carry, just impressive. And by the way, I say this, and not that people care. Listen, man, I get it. It's about wins and losses and not who you like and you don't like. And Raheem Mostert is a and they got a bunch of these guys, really, really good guy and great with the fan base. Great. Out of his way. Nice and really good stuff, and you could hear it right there with Omar on the question, and he's right. Raheem goes to San Francisco, was in San Francisco with Mike McDaniel. They do know each other. Listen, Raheem's had great success with Mike, and they get it. Raheem, one of the oldest players on the team, and obviously a great athlete to do what he's able to do now in his early 30s, still playing at a high level. But, yeah, I expect Mike's really positive. I don't think Mike's coming back going, hey, you know, we struggle on the road and we be – no. Mike's looking at that roster, and I think he realizes he's got another good team. And he'll try to clean up the things that need to get better. He's aware of third and short. It's no surprise. We got to get better in third and fourth and short situations. We got to be able to probably run the ball better inside and not just a great team running the ball outside. And they were one of the best teams and a top-ranked team, one of the top rushing teams overall in the NFL, which we haven't been in a long, long time. You know, we talk about finesse and big plays, but we run the ball well, especially last year. And most of it ended up, to me, bounced outside or pitches outside and great blocking by everybody and had some great plays that way. So, yeah, not surprised as they're getting ready to go and putting this roster together. And I've said this already, this skill position is deeper and better than it was a year ago on paper. On paper. Jalen Wright comes in, and so now you got three flyers in the backfield. And listen, you know, Jalen Wright, you gave up picks to get, gave up a pick to move up and grab him because you like what he does. He's a track guy. He's got track speed, 5'11", 210-pounder out of Tennessee, and breaks a lot of long runs, kind of what this offense is about, is breaking a lot of big runs with great speed and running away from people. And maybe a 20-yard play ends up being a 30- or 40-yard play because you get outside. And with that great speed, guys that are fast, you know, after the catch, do more damage. There's no question about it. So I thought that was all really interesting with Raheem and Devon Achan and Jalen Wright. Maybe the strongest position on the team with Jeff Wilson and all the other guys they have there that they developed last year. And that's a good position to have success. They've also upgraded the tight end position. And I believe bringing in, again, Odell Beckham Jr., this is the best third receiver you've had. I mean, this guy has been one of the best ones in football to a number two receiver. Going back to the Rams, I thought he was the number two guy. And now even as a three guy and not putting up monster numbers, but still a really good player for Baltimore last year, I think this offense will really be suited for this guy to have a really good season, to have the biggest, if he stays healthy, he'll have really good numbers, the best numbers we've had for a third wide receiver since Mike's been here into year three. So, yeah, there is a lot of stuff that we'll be talking about with the team. And I know yesterday Perk got after pretty good about the road record and he had numbers broken down. Yeah, they haven't been good enough on the road against playoff teams the last 2 years, 1-10, which I didn't even realize it was 1-10. I know Perk was all over it. Yeah, and I think we all agree. There's not one person that we got to win the AFC East. We thought we had it last year and gave it away. I mean, whatever it was, didn't play well enough at the end of the year, and Bills came in here and got a win, and they got, once again, win the AFC East. So you got to win the AFC East. It'd be a lot easier road to win a playoff game and get going if you could play at home. That I nobody's disagreeing. And you know the teams we've played, whether it's Baltimore, Kansas City, lots of Buffalo late in the year. You know, we don't want to do that. Totally agree. And we don't want to do it this year. We love to be in January, playoffs starting up, playing at Hard Rock Stadium. We would really like that. And that would be our best chance to improve off last year and the 11 wins that they had. But I got to tell you, man, they're looking at that roster, Chris and Mike, going, this thing looks pretty damn good. I don't know if it's good as last year's, because last year's the best we've had in 20-something years, but it's still pretty good. And then you start to look around for people goes, well, this large draft class tells us they're building for the future. Well, yeah, I mean, their guys will get better the more they play, and they'll be better in year two than they were in year one. I don't disagree, because I was. So I understand that, but this thing's about winning right now, man. I might start every show in the 6 o'clock hour and let you know they would never keep this many 30-year-old players and count on them to play that they have, the six or seven guys that they have. They would never. They would just go young if it was about building. But you start looking at what you have as a third receiver, as a left tackle, as a backup left tackle, as a starting running back, starting safety. You got a lot of guys that are here to win right now. And they're not talking about winning next year. They're talking about winning here this year. And trying to get it done. So we have a lot of stuff. We have more from yesterday from some of the players talking and getting back to work. And I'm really curious to see, too, what kind of changes Mike makes. And does he get the tight end more involved? I mean, tight end position, as you know, it's been talked about over and over, did not have a touchdown last year. Hard to Think about that. 17 games and all the offensive plays, and you have the number one offense, by the way. And maybe that's more amazing. You have the number one offense, and your tight end didn't catch a touchdown. That's if I would have told you, like, hey, Mike McDaniel's team averaged 29 points a game. We're the number one offense in the league. I don't care who they played. I know the numbers up and down. But overall, you would go, oh, man. And I go, huh, come on, red zone. What do you think? Tight ends? You would never go zero touchdowns. That production was basically done through two wide receivers and two running backs, which really makes it incredible. And the quarterback, of course. Not forgetting about Tua throwing the ball. But your quarterback, your two wide receivers, and your two running backs together, pretty amazing. I mean, that's a lot of use on those guys, and they all had their moments. They're all banged up, don't get me wrong. But to average 29 points a game, it's pretty – I don't care who you're playing. If it's an NFL team, it's still pretty amazing. And I know you ended up playing some of the worst teams in football, and those people that want to always – have something negative here in the offseason can bring that up. And, yes, there were some bad teams. We end up playing some bad teams. All right, we got to go to break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here, man, this morning. Marlins, another loss to the Dodgers last night. And, by the way, if you're looking ahead, besides the Dodgers who have won like six straight, the other team that's really good is coming up next. Yeah, the Phillies are in town for three games, and they are smoking hot right now as well. So if you're looking for baseball, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we'll have baseball here. And, of course, game two tonight, Florida Panthers, man. The bounce-back game against Boston at 7:30 tonight. We'll talk more about that as well a little bit later in the show. But right now, I want to take a second to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. Get ready. Hey, all my ED and low T brothers out there, as you get older, man, it's just happens. Don't think that you got a bad hand on it. Sometimes it happens in your 40s. Sometimes it happens in your 50s. Sometimes in your 60s. But it's going to happen. Sooner or later, the low T levels, and you're going to find yourself really tired all the time, taking more naps than ever, moody, grouchy, not sleeping well, and your sex drive is going to be gone. And then you're going, oh, no, now I got a big, big problem. Oh, boy. Boy, you're apologetic to your partner and saying, I'm so sorry, I don't know what happened. And you hope you don't get this one. You're not attracted to me anymore. Oh, my God. No, it's me. It's not you, I swear. Look, I had ED and I had low T about 7 months ago. And I was like, crap, what am I going to do? This is not good. Man that enjoys life, this is not good. But I got to tell you, going to Atlantic Men's Clinic was the best thing I ever did. The best thing I've ever done. And I didn't want to go. And I didn't want to go to talk to a bunch of people I didn't know. I wanted nothing to do with it. But I got to tell you, their treatments and success rate is at 90%. They're really good. They got something perfect for you. If you're going through it right now, and it hit me in my 60s, maybe it's already hit you and you haven't said anything to anybody, schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. They got a great staff. They got six locations throughout South Florida. And bottom line is, Atlantic Men's Clinic can take care of ED and low T quickly. That's what makes it so cool to talk about. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. It works.
All right, before we get back to it, you can join WQAM's Mark Hochman this Friday at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood for a Panthers watch party at 7 o'clock as they battle the Bruins, presented by Hollywood Kia and Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Come say hi to Hawk and cheer for the Panthers. And if you can't make it Friday, Hawk will be back at Dave & Buster's Sunday at 6:30.
All right, we got Hawk working this week. Well, it's not really work. I mean, getting to go over there, have a little fun, right? Have a couple cold ones and watch the Panthers, see what happens. Game two tonight, little bounce back against the Boston Bruins. I don't know. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing. I heard the National guys last night saying, they had 8 days off, man. This is going to happen, and they look like it. They just didn't play well together, and it just didn't look like the team that we've seen here recently. So anyway, see if they can bounce back tonight. By the way, we got another story. Sometimes guys just don't get it in sports, and you're watching it, and you're going, man, you have such a great opportunity in life. What the F are you doing? Really? Yeah. Even people don't say the F word. Going, what the F are you doing? I don't know if anybody saw this. Rashee Rice, again, now alleged assault of a photographer outside a nightclub at 2:30 in the morning. And again, I'm saying alleged because I don't know, but why is your name even with this story after you were just going 119 miles per hour and you're getting sued and you're going to get suspended? Isn't something kicking your brain that maybe I just need to be on best behavior? And better yet, you know what you should be doing? You should be kissing the Kansas City Chiefs' ass because you're getting suspended. I don't know how long, but Rashee Rice is definitely getting suspended. He's getting sued for a lot of money by people that were injured, and he will be paying money. And then on top of that, you get yourself in a situation to even have your name in another story. Now, listen, he may be innocent, but he should never even be in that situation. So I really don't want to hear anybody defending Rashee Rice. This is the same Rashee Rice that went for like 8 catches and 130 yards against the Dolphins in that playoff game. And by the way, he was really good in the first game in Germany. Like second-round pick, really good player. And you're playing with Patrick Mahomes. You're winning rings, man. Like you're in a situation. You know how many wide receivers would love to be playing in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes as his number one wide receiver? And he was last year. Not tight end, but wide receiver. I just... It's incredible. Like, I don't know if he has somebody in his life to say, like, Rashee, listen, man, you're looking at, like, a lot of bad things, man. Like, lay low. You got court dates coming up. We got, you know, what are you doing in a situation where, photographer taking pictures of him coming out, you know, and I who knows? I'm not even going to try to guess, but he shouldn't be in that situation. So the first guy to really tell me this in a meeting was Don Shula. Like, after a certain time, like, he had this unwritten rule, like, you need to be in bed by 11 o'clock. And we used to laugh, right? Everybody laugh, especially in the days where the nightclubs were open all night in hell. We stayed out all night, to be honest, a lot. And he come in and goes, hey, you know, and he practiced hard now. And he say, hey, I've told you guys. 11 o'clock, you know, whatever you're doing, it should be done by 11 o'clock. And basically, like, if you're going to get a girl and take, she needs to be home in your bed by 11 o'clock. I mean, Coach Shula was not dumb about certain. And so, like, I see this stuff and I'm like, why are you putting yourself in this situation where a day where everybody has these phones that are cameras? He was coming back. Listen, they've added more receivers, obviously, because of this. A lot of it, I think, they've added because of him. They're going to lose him. I don't know. But at what point does a commissioner get together with the union and go, seriously? Like, we're going to have to come down hard on this guy. And he didn't get it the first time. Now, the team's got to be saying to themselves, like, right? Somebody's got to be calling somebody and going, Rashee, do you not want to play anymore?
This feels like it for him, though, doesn't it? He'll be suspended for probably half the season at least. If he doesn't end up in jail, by the way, for the first thing.
So I just – why? So when something happens
– Yeah, when you got bailed out, you know, and you're out on bail from the first thing.
You know, you probably
Probably
do.
Not a great idea
so
to go to
I got a great idea. You probably leave your hometown of Dallas, and you probably shoot back to Kansas City where these workouts and guys been working out for weeks. And you go, you know what? Whether Mahomes is here or not, I'm going back and I'm going to hang with the team. I'm going to get back in that environment. And look, I get you want to celebrate. You got some extra money in your pocket from Super Bowl. You had a great year. You were starting wide receiver and won a championship. And by the way, a big part of it, Rashee Rice made a lot of plays all year. Hell, he ended up with 79 catches, 938 yards, and 7 touchdowns. And that was in the regular season. Playoffs, hell, he was great against the Dolphins, like I said in that first game. But I just it's incredible. Like, what don't you get? Like, there's no way you can go, man, I didn't do nothing. Yeah, you did. You were out at 2:30 outside a club where everybody's been drinking and partying, including you. You put yourself in a bad situation, and somebody, I'm guessing, probably trying to take a picture of you, and you knew your ass probably shouldn't have been there. Some part of your brain said, you know, after everything I have done in the last few months, going 119 miles an hour, racing a car against another guy, which a car, he was going like 113. And what happened to the people that we hit? I probably should be laying low and not at this club. I don't know, man. I'm just saying I'd be thinking about the big picture and a seven-figure salary. That's what I'd be thinking about. I don't know. Every young guy's different, but, man, that is that's a crazy one. And, again, he's a really talented guy. Second-round pick last year. Ended up being one of the best rookies in the league. And, again, you got Patrick Mahomes throwing to you. You got Andy Reid as your head coach. What could be better? That's another $300,000 in playoff money for a young guy. Money that, by the way, when you're out of this game, 99% of the guys make less money, a lot less money.
Yeah, if this ends up being a problem, I assume they cut him, right? This second deal here, because he's going to be suspended long enough anyway that it's not going to make you.
Can
much
I
of a
just
difference.
Tell you, if he was a special teams guy?
Oh yeah, he'd be already.
He'd already be gone. They just tell you, "Hey, take care. You're done."
The receivers just stink. I mean, they have Marquise Brown. They got a rookie over there, but
well, they're counting on those guys. I mean, so the article goes. They're talking about Rashee Rice screwing up again, potentially, and then they're going, "But we got this Xavier. he's our new guy, man. He can run. He can, you know." I'm looking forward to this great opportunity. Yeah, I would too, man. If I was a receiver, and they got two fast ones right now, but. Boy, I Rashee Rice, man, I thought maybe he'd get suspended. I knew he was going to get suspended, but now, I mean, does the team have a meeting? Do they have to have a meeting, go, whatever it is? Do we just – we don't want to babysit this guy all year? Do we have to cut him? Do they cut him? He's not that – he's second-round pick. Can't play for a while. Do they cut him? I'll tell you what. There's nothing worse for a coach, and you're counting on guys. And by the way, you don't think they were counting on him to come back? How much better he's going to be in year two than year one? Now he's been through it. The most consistent guy with that crappy group of wide receivers they had last year, right? And all the drama. That's what's amazing about what Kansas City did. That offense with that group, I guess they played a little bit better as a group, but the one guy they sent home during the Super Bowl, Kadarius, was that Kadarius? I think it was. All right, so anyway, we got
Kadarius.
It was Kadarius. Kadarius, I'm in make-believe world, another guy. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up here, man. We've got a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. Dolphins getting back to work. Panthers, game two tonight. Marlins got the Dodgers one more time. They'll be glad to leave that damn L.A., I can tell you that. Get away from that team, the Dodgers, man. That 1, 2, and 3 in that lineup. Good God Almighty, is that good? And Jimmy Butler. Oh, Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley just gave all day to all those shows nationally. Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley just keep giving, man. And what will happen to Jimmy Butler? We'll come back, talk a little bit about that situation as well. But right now, want to take a second this morning. You know, hurricane season's right around the corner. Now, if you haven't been down here, and you haven't been through it, but when hurricane season and you watch the news and they go, oh, look at what's out there. It's coming. We don't know which way it's going. You never know, man. Listen, category 2, 3, 4, none of it's good news. And we just want to let you know that a lot of people go, oh, I better get these hurricane windows and doors done. And, oh, the new roof. I got to get that new. Boy, I'll tell you what. You need to call Chev, the CEO at Loctite. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. They do it all for you. They got some great deals going on right now that I want to tell you about to help you out. If this will help you out a little bit right now. Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. High quality products. Great people working there and very competitive, whatever you're looking for. These guys are really good and got a great setup out in West Broward, covering all of South Florida, Dade Broward, and Palm Beach County for you. So they got you covered. I just can't say enough great stuff about Loctite. when it comes to roofing material, tile, shingle, metal, flat. They do it all for you. And they're ready right now, so don't wait for the next storm. Get going on it right now. They're making it very affordable for you right now to jump in and go. They'll do all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that. Sometimes that group can be really tough to work with. Loctite will do it for you. Don't you worry about that. Hey, I'm just telling you, call now, 954-500-LOCK. Learn more about them. Put them in the game. Give them a shot. I think they win every time. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-LOCK. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Call them today. Somebody will be waiting to take your phone call that knows what they're talking about and can help you right away. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.